Roll call for establish a quorum, and I appreciate, I know this, we're doing this very quickly. And then we'll go ahead and have Senator Hill begin. If people can just give a moment for our staff who had the rush up here. Okay. All right, so we're going to roll call to establish a quorum.
Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Wynn. Wynn here. Bell. Bell here. Hernandez. Leyva. Leyva here. Mitchell. Mitchell here. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Nielsen. Roth.
Here.
Roth here.
Okay, well, we have a quorum. Senator Hill, welcome.
As the minimum standard of care for licensed adult alcoholism or drug abuse recovery facilities. DHCS currently does this voluntarily, but several counties have not opted in. The bill ensures that every facility in the state, when they get a new license with DHCS or renew, are utilizing evidence-based standards to assess and treat their clients. California consumers deserve this minimum standard of care. The bill has received bipartisan support. I respectfully ask for your aye vote, members.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Yeah, Mark Burgatt on behalf of Shatterproof. We're a nationwide nonprofit working on the opioid issue. I've also been asked to offer support for the Consumer Attorneys of California and California Watchdog. We've worked with the senator on this language. It's just standard common sense that we should have scientific treatment guidelines for every single treatment facility in the state. Right now, that is not the case. This would set those standards and would set us up as a model for the rest of the nation.
Mr. Chair, members, Robert Harris on behalf of California Society of Addiction Medicine and SEIU California in support of this common sense measure to improve the treatment system in California. Thank you.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support? Right, seeing none. Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none. Questions from committee members? Right, okay. There's a motion from Senator Leyva. Okay. Seeing no questions, Senator Hill, I want to thank you for bringing this bill forward. It's really important. We have good quality standards, and so I appreciate that you're bringing this forward. Okay. Would you like to close? Okay. Thank you. So the motion is by Senator Leyva. It's that assembly amendments be concurred in. Secretary, please call the roll.
Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Bell. Bell, aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell. Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye.
Okay, so that bill currently has 8 votes. We will leave the bill on call for the remaining member. Thank you.
Thank you, members.
Secretary, please lift the call.
Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye.
Okay, that bill is out 9-0. With that, we've concluded the agenda of this hearing, the Senate Committee on Health. Before we conclude, I don't know whether we'll have another hearing. I just want to again thank the Health Committee staff for your very hard work all year, and certainly it's been a true pleasure for me, having taken over mid-year, to work with all of you. And I hope you have a well-deserved break after we're done with today's session. So, although I think we'll have a little work we'll do together. Thank you. Thanks very much, Senator Nielsen. Okay, with that, this hearing is adjourned.